gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to the greatest kung fu movie you've ever heard.
Right.
This man is John Fong. He's a lawyer to the Yang family, one of the richest families in Hong Kong.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right. Birth name is John Fong, lawyer man for the Yangs and Hiltons of Hong Kong. This is my story, I'm advising you to listen, cause the following events I had no way of predicting. Caught in the office and working a little late, when I got an email sent to my box by mistake. Unknown sender, I moved into the trash, then I looked and seen it had some pictures in the file of tracks. Hoping it up after checking out for a virus. All the pictures in the file and I couldn't believe my iris. It was the Yangs and the bank records that track back to Tom Chang. He put out a contract. I can't believe this right now. What's going on? Gotta figure this out, man.
Tom Chang discovered certain incriminating documents.
Man, why he wanna kill the Yangs? They been friends for years. I gotta make sure nobody knows the file is here. I need to get it, Mr. Yang, tell him about the plan. But this week he's with his wife on vacation in Thailand. Turn off my phone and secretly board a plane. 2 nights after finding this out, I know it's strange. My wife and kid don't know, I dipped out. Cause it's best if they don't know what this whole stuff is about. After a long flight landed in Ang Thong, there's some dudes cornered me a baggage claim like
John Fong? We work for Mr. Chang, you know what you have. Just hand over the file and take the money in the bag.
I don't know what they're talking about, they getting mad as they start to follow me as I'm waving out for a cab.
Mr. Fong, this is gonna end bad.
These guys hopped out of van and then I was grabbed.
You should have took the cash, this money's going to waste.
That's when they slipped the black cloth sack over my face. I'm really scared and unsure of my fate as the car accelerated to an unknown place. After removing the black cloth, they sat me in a chair inside of a dark room and out of nowhere I got hit with a hard right punch that let me slump.
You think you wanna talk right now, you little punk?
I smile, but I'm really not hard, man, I'm in pain. I should've gave these cats them files, am I insane?
You're gonna give up the files and tell us what you know. The next words that you speak could be anything but no. Or you could get the wrath of the Green Dragon Gang, and we might keep you alive just to show Mr. Yang.
What can I do to try to escape this mess? I thought as I caught a front kick to my chest. The chair top would have smacked my head on the floor.
Come on, Fong, we're just getting started and there's more.
They dragged me out of the chair and then cuffed my wrists as they brought out a hook and hung me up and doused me with real hot water to start the sting.
I swear to God, Fong, you're telling us everything.
Screaming in agony, yelling, kicking and fighting. And then walks a long-haired guy who throws lightning. He started teasing me with the thundering in his palm. Then he started doing kung fu in an electrical form.
You won't talk? You've been warned. I promise we'll make the curse the day that you were born. Come on, Fong, give us the files that we're after.
You'll never get anything from me.
Bastard. Come on, Fong, give us the files that we're after.
You'll never get anything from me.
Bastard.
It was a nightmare, they beating me to a pulp. I started foaming at the mouth from electrical bolts. It's like I wanted to die, I smell my cooking flesh. Cause keeping me alive like this is worse than death.
You know that we got other methods waiting in line. It's up to you, Fong, to stop this at any time. I'm trying to help you out, Mr. Fong, I'm on your side. Just give us the files and you won't have to be fried.
It's all lies, they killing me either way that it goes. They doing it right now, this is pain. And really slow, and if I hold out, I'll probably be saved.
Nobody likes a hero, you bastards, don't be brave. You're only working yourself into an earlier grave. And I can talk to Tang and you still might get paid. But if you're really desperate to have it all your way, then go ahead and pray for someone to save the day. Come on, Fong, give us the files that we're after.
You'll never get anything from me.
Bastard. Come on, Fong, give us the files that we're after.
You'll never get anything from me.
Bastard.
How was it passed? My eyes are swollen shut. It broke my ribs and left me bleeding from multiple cuts. I still haven't talked yet, I can barely see. I start to wonder if the Yangs even care about me. They said it's more, but what possibly could there be? Then I saw the ex-blood sport champ named Chong Lee. He's overbuffed as he starts flexing his pecs. Then he utters out those sinister words of,
"You're next." Come on, Fong, how long can you keep this up? Nobody's gonna save you and surely you're out of luck. Let's face facts, you bastards are all alone. Don't you miss your little girl? Don't you wanna go home? Matter of fact, let's bring home to you. I think Mr. Chang's home has extra room for two. Now talk now and I promise they won't be nabbed. Unless you want your kid to call Tom Chang her dad.
Excuse me, do you know this man? Have you seen him around?
Outside the room, I'm hearing commotion. Check out that noise, you bum. Somebody, they did come.
Looks like I arrived just in time. Sorry I'm late, my friend. You must be John. I was sent by the Yanks to save you from further harm. They used deadly force on you from what I see. You took some body shots from that bastard, Chong Li. But you can rest now, Fong, you're in good hands. They're gonna feel the wrath of a kid named Billy Lamb.
This dude was sick as he unhooked my chains and took on 10 guys from the Green Dragon Gang. His wild style kung fu put him to shame. I'm trying to figure out just how you know the Yanks.
You gonna stand there, Fong, or will you move? We have to escape now, there's no time to lose.
I'm so sore as we went through the corridor. We were stopped by a mythical demon with four swords and four arms is holding on each one. Billy smiles as he takes off his coat.
This should be fun.
Yo, Billy, you out of your mind, man, let's run.
That's nonsense, the battle has just begun.
He challenged the monster to take the first attack.
Witness the kung fu, John Fong.
He's so relaxed. Within minutes, the demon was barehanded. Every shot that Billy had threw was perfectly landed. The demon fell to his knees and slowly cracked. Now outside of the place, we had walked into a trap.
Billy Lamb, I guess we meet again. Been training with Pan Lake, you think you could win? I'll let your boat go right now, and yes, it's true. Only if Billy Lamb can best my kung fu.
Tanger dropped down, removing his silk coat. His hands behind his back as Billy aimed for the throat.
Your teacher is pathetic, and you say you're his best?
He hitting Billy with palm thrust straight to the chest. The kid is fighting harder to match with Chang's speed. The Eagle Claw Kung Fu is forcing Billy to bleed.
That's all you got, Tom Chang? Then bring it on. I'll make sure you regret it for capturing John Fong. To think you want to fight me with both hands, I promise your Eagle Claw technique will not advance. Billy Lamb, if it's death you really want, I'll show you the techniques of the Shaolin monks.
Every one of Billy's attacks was fine-tuned, but nothing penetrated Tom Chang's iron cool.
My body and can't absorb anything you have to give. And now, Billy Lamb, you're no longer allowed to live.
He hit Billy with a move so supreme that the pain prevented him from attempting a dying scream. He fell to the ground while he fighting away his death. He told me to see Pan Lei with his last breath. He handed me a map and told me to move fast as he hobbled towards the Green Dragon Gate for his final class. Class. Dojo, a bunch of old houses, at the top of a mountain, I really gotta doubt this. Billy, rest in peace, my dude, I think you tripping. Ain't nobody teaching kung fu in these living conditions. Nobody's living here in the wood on the houses rotten. You want food and water, you go to the mountain's bottom. I looked around the houses, became really unsure. That's when Master Pan Lei had came to the front door.
So you're John Fong, and Billy's not with you, so something has went wrong. He told me what you had been through, and you sought to have revenge by learning some kung fu. Your story's all the same. I'd kill you if I didn't hate the Green Dragon Gang. Pick a shack, any shack that you want. It'll be your home for training for the next 8 months. 2,000 sit-ups a day to make your body stone. 4,000 leg kicks to the tree to harden bones. 600 finger push-ups to tighten up your grip. And you'll become a student of mine to walk the path.
2 months in the training, I still feel the pain. I learned a little kung fu, but the routine's the same. I think it's kinda crazy, I lost track of the days. If the training doesn't kill me, it may be Pan Lei. Getting drilled every day is commonplace. I learned the art to block the attacks with my face. Teacher, teacher, I beg you to tell me, but will you stop beating me and you start teaching me?
John Fong, don't you see? This is how every master I've trained with has taught me. I learned the techniques by taking the attack. My teachers were relentless, but for you I'm holding back. In 6 months you'll fight Chang and his henchmen. Not just for yourself, but all the lives that he's ending. In 1 month, John, your body will be tempered. I'll teach you more kung fu than you care to remember. 2,000 sit-ups a day to make your body stone. 4,000 leg kicks to the tree to harden bones. 600 finger push-ups to tighten up your grasp. And you'll become a student of mine to walk the path. 2,000 sit-ups a day to make your body stone. 4,000 leg kicks to the tree to harden bones. 600 finger push-ups to tighten up your grasp. And you'll become a student of mine to walk the path. I taught you everything I can for the battle. Tiger Claw, Golden Monkey, and Snake in the Eagle's Shadow. Even some of the harder rocks to follow. Golden Lotus Technique and Fist of the Silver Swallow. There was a move I didn't teach Billy Lamb. A move if done correctly, nobody stands a chance. John Fong, hit me with your best attacking. I'll show you the seven blows of the White Dragon.
Speed, the force, there's no way I could stop it.
Every move can be counted if you use a bit of logic.
Is that a move you think I'm able to master?
It'll take you this life and maybe a few after. It's Tom Chang's greatest move and his secret. It's last month of training, I'll show you how to defeat it. But for now, John Fong, you need more training. 2,000 sit-ups a day to make your body stone. 4,000 leg kicks to the tree to harden bones. 600 finger push-ups to tighten up your grasp. And you'll become a student of mine to walk the path. 2,000 sit-ups a day to make your body stone. 4,000 leg kicks to the tree to harden bones. 600 finger push-ups to tighten up your grasp. And you'll become a student of mine to walk the path. John Fong, you're almost ready. It's time you avenge Billy Lamb's death. And send those bastards to hell.
It all started with a bang. Sidekick the dude through the door who worked for Tom Chang. I'm in the warehouse where they broke some of my ribs. You cheap ninjas better talk and tell me where Chang is. They stayed quiet and dust began to slaughter. Started breaking all their bones on the man of my wife and daughter. I beat them all and they only seen the hum. I opened up their mask and saw they didn't have tongues. I had to move on deep in the compound. Thought I wasn't noticed until I heard the siren sound. And out of nowhere them dudes flooded the scene. It was like a kung fu fan's ultimate wet dream. You had ninjas, monks, samurai, even fantasy sword fighting dudes who could fly. Strong men and female ninja spies. And to top it all off, they had the old drunk guy.
You'll never beat me, John Fong, you'll never see your wife. You'll never beat my henchmen who come to take your life. You'll never beat my kung fu on this or any day. It doesn't matter what you learn from that bastard Pan Lei. You'll never beat me, John Fong, you'll never see your wife. You'll never beat my henchmen who come to take your life. You'll never beat my kung fu on this or any day. It doesn't matter what you learn from that bastard Pan Lei.
After I saw Chang, the battle it did begin.
Come on, Fong, who told you that you could win?
Numbers are crazy, I probably could fold, but Pan Lei said my true fighting power is in my soul. With that in mind, I was jumped by two monks. One of them with golden arms, the other could shadow punch. I used nerve techniques to stop the shadow bots and golden arms. Underarm was the perfect way I could stop them. Fantasy sword fighters raised the stakes higher. Then I used the Phoenix Fire Kung Fu to sever their wires. The strong guy was known for crushing foes, but in the end his sloppy Kenpo was too slow. But I was blindsided by the lady ninja though, and coincidentally her name was Dirty Ho. The samurai said,
Chang figured you'd come, but fighting this man with no blade is no fun.
Picked up a sword with a cheap shot, I've stunned the great samurai as he screamed,
what have you done? How could you throw your sword?
He went numb with his last dying breath, he said,
please forgive me, son.
Since his men are dead, Chang can no longer cast out.
Damn you, Sam C, how the hell did you pass out? You'll never beat me, John Fong, you'll never see your wife. You'll never beat my henchmen who come to take your life. You'll never beat my kung fu on this or any day. It doesn't matter what you learn from that bastard Pan Lei. You'll never beat me, John Fong, you'll never see your wife. You'll never beat my henchmen who come to take your life. You'll never beat my kung fu on this or any day. It doesn't matter what you learn from that bastard Pan Lei. John Fong, this should be entertaining. Let's see if all the master has brought you with his training. The techniques he showed you were pretty silly. Even his best student named Billy, he couldn't kill me.
First I started attacking all of his joints, and when I failed I went straight for his vital points. It made him laugh.
I have no weak points. You've already lost, Fong, sorry to disappoint. Ignorant bastard, you think it'd be that easy? Here's a phone, call your master to try to get help to beat me.
He walked and told me while taking all my attacks,
go on, keep trying, I won't even fight back.
And then I saw something shining when he would shout. He had a protective guard on the roof of his mouth. And then I got tricky with my attacks and changed the route. And hit him in the chin and made him spit the guard around.
I guess you know now, Fong, playtime is over. You should have took the money, became one of my soldiers. Your kung fu's weak, this is your final fight. I'll enjoy telling this story to your daughter and your wife.
Like every villain, he smiled and started laughing. Then he attacked me with the seven blows of white dragon. Then Tom Stoden and Pan Lei started speaking.
Tom Chang doesn't know his kung fu, it can be beaten. The dragon breathes high, the tail swings low. The claws from the heavens, so make sure to stay close. Now attack the wings and make sure he doesn't float. And then you put the crushing blow into his sternum and his throat.
Chang staggered and I got the upper hand too. Now the kid is bleeding from his mouth, he like,
damn you. You think you've won right now, but you don't know. Roughly in 1 minute this whole place will explode. You beat me now, Fong, and you did fight well. But I still won and I'm blowing you bastards all to hell.
The door, the building had blew up to signal the end of the war. I held my wife close as she used me for a tissue. My daughter held my waist tight like, daddy, I miss you. The fire trucks are dousing the building's tower in flames as the cops carted off with remains of Chang's gang. I can't believe what happened from start to end. Shout out to my man Billy Lamb, his death was avenged. And Mr. Yang and his wife glad to know we safe. I'm still their lawyer, but they increasing my pay rate. Also, speaking of stuff that's increasing, skill sharpened with Pan Lei on every weekend. And just when I thought everything was perfect and jolly, they tell me that they never found Tom Chang's body. What? What?
Thank you for your patronage.
Crazy.
Sincerely hope you enjoyed this movie. Brought to you by
Juice Lee, aka John Fong, Tom Chang, Pan Lei. Ha! Set out the Green Dragon Gang on them. Nonsense. This has been a Nonsense production. Sponsored by Mysterious Productions. Cheers. Cheers. Nice. In the meantime, I think we need to go figure out what's up with Tom Chang.